we live on an island surrounded by bears. You know, it's kind of, it goes with the territory, and we understand that bears are going to be walking around, and, you know, it's not that big a deal when they're passing through, but when they try to make a habit out of staying in town, and it's like they lived in the bushes right in the middle of town or something, so...
Angoon Mayor Josh Bowen would rather not kill bears, but when they started knocking on his constituents' doors on Thursday night, he saw no other choice.
The other night, about 2 o'clock in the morning, all the dogs were going crazy, and which usually means that the bears are in town. And one of the bears was walking up at someone's front door with the person standing there at their door, watching the bear come at them, and our VPSO shot it and killed it right there.
Village Public Safety Officer Brian Shoemate shot the bear Thursday night, but it wasn't the only one nearby. Another visited Bowen on Friday morning.
And I told him, hey, go away before you end up like your buddy, and he actually did.
And the bears aren't just making house calls. For the past 3 weeks, bears have made a habit of wandering Angoon's downtown streets.
I actually took a picture of them a couple weeks ago at the post office, and there was 2 dogs trying to stop them from coming into town, and they just kept charging at these dogs and chasing the dogs away.
The state troopers came to Angoon on Friday morning for a meeting about how to manage the threat. Midday, they decided to kill 2 of the most aggressive suspects. Bowen asked the troopers about the possibility of relocating them, but the officers advised against it.
They're not afraid of anything, so I think when it gets to that point, you know, you don't really have a choice.
He thinks part of the problem might have to do with a bigger issue, the local landfill. It's community-run and something of a magnet for bears, Bowen said. That's why he wrote a new position into the city budget for 2020, a landfill attendant.
So it's not going to be open access for everyone to just go in there, and we're going to put some more controls on that and have just certain hours of operation and making sure that there's someone out there to deal with the garbage immediately instead of waiting for the bears to come and get at it.
In the meantime, Bowen advises residents to take immediate precautions like spraying bleach on trash cans and sheds, and to stay alert. Reporting from Sitka, I'm Nina Sparling.